Good morning. Yes, it's still morning. 11:27 a.m. on the 29th of April 2014. I think the microphone is still working. I see little things on the screen when I talk. I don't see them when I tap the machine, so I'm hoping that means that the microphone is still working. I was hoping, although I should have known better because I think we've got high wind warnings for the rest of the week. But I was hoping that the wind was going to go down in the middle of the day. No. It's still blowing to beat the band. At the moment, it's at my back. 16:58. That's good. That's 17-minute first mile. We'll take it. Trying to stay warm. I wore just a windbreaker and a sweatshirt. My ball cap. My ears are freezing. My fingers are freezing. That wind is just whistling. It's not quite as strong as it was yesterday. Either that or all the loose sand has been blown away because I didn't get pelted by anything today. It's entirely possible that 3 days of high winds have pretty much stripped away anything that was going to get blown around. The end, back edge of a front right there. I'll be darned. Yeah, looking off to the west over the mountains, there's a break in the clouds. There's more clouds further to the west, but there's a nice blue lagoon of clear sky up there at the moment. Oh, yeah. So, tippy-tappy. Oh, I love this keyboard. I've been hammering away on it. I don't have as many words as I would like, but the words I've got, I do like. So, yes. At the moment, I'm just having fun. I'm not actually working on any of the projects that you guys know about. But the upside of that is that it's entirely possible that it will yield something that I'll be able to share with you, like, the end of the week. Today's Tuesday. Yeah, by the end of the week. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. Now, I'm walking and not talking because the wind is pulling the breath right out of me. I'm down between the walls here in the neighborhood now. It's whistling by overhead. The trees up above me are still blowing pretty heavily, but down here at ground level, it's broken up enough I can actually catch a breath. This little sun breaking through the cloud up there. Holy cow. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I've had bad cases of the hungries the last couple of weeks. I don't know quite what it is. And there's something that I'm craving, and I have no idea. But every time I turn around, I'm finding something else to stuff in my mouth. And that is not good. That falls into the category of not good. Capital N, capital G, not good. Now, part of it might have something to do with the fact that I haven't been walking as diligently as I should have. I haven't been doing the writing. I need to get more writing done. I have to get some brain space cleared out of all these ideas, and none of them are moving because I've made all these artificial blockades against them. Oh, I can't work on this because I gotta do that. I gotta do this before I can do this other thing, and I don't want to do this other thing, so I don't do anything, and that's a problem. That's a serious, serious problem. So, yeah, I'm doing something. But I'm also still hungry. When I get back, it's gonna be lunchtime. I don't know what I'll have for lunch. Yesterday I made ramen noodles, pork ramen with leftover pork chop from the other night. Some frozen peas. It was quite yummy. I enjoyed it a great deal. I didn't put the sriracha on it, as I have been prone to do in the past. I'm trying to lay low a little bit here after my illness of the other week, which pretty much crippled me for 3 days. I hope it's not the sriracha, because I love that stuff. But I do have some other curry I can use. I have some red Thai curry. It's powdered, though. See if that does the trick without all of the extra acid from the vinegar and stuff that's in sriracha. So I'm reading. Yes, I am. A friend of mine, Marcia Blake, who is been a new colleague who has been somewhat under the weather of late. But some time ago, she recommended the guy's name, Sunderland? Something FX Sunderland. I'll think of it when I get home, and by then it'll be too late. But Acts of the Apostles. I grabbed a copy of it. I grabbed a sample of it a while ago, and it just resurfaced on my device, and I thought, well, I'm between books. I don't have anything in particular. So I dug into it again, and it's an older book. It's clearly an older book. It's talking about coding and computers, and generally I give those books kind of short shrift because they don't really cut it. Is cutting it. I got to the end of the sample and it was like, really? This is the end of the sample? And so I had to buy it. And it wasn't expensive. It was like $3.99 or $2.99 or something. But Acts of the Apostles. I suppose technically it's a techno thriller. Near future techno thriller. Well, it's near future when it was written. Of course, it was written in, I think, 96 or something. But, yeah, it's pretty good. It's actually really good. Monk Post. I've been enjoying it greatly. not so much that I have put down my keyboard in order to read, as I have been known to want to do before, but I think part of that is because it's just time for me to write. I'm not writing big word numbers. I'm not writing big word counts. I think I've written like 2,500 words since last night sometime. That includes this morning. Of course, this morning I had to take a nap. Around 9 o'clock, my eyelids just said, no, we're done. And I woke up around 10, sitting in my chair, head lolled to the one side, mouth breathing. My mouth was all stuck together. It was disgusting. But my wife went to work today, so I didn't have that level of distraction to keep me from falling asleep. And she wasn't there to wake me up, as she is prone to do. She catches me asleep at my desk. She would say, you should go to bed. So I just want to take a nap. But anyway, so yeah, I had a little nap. I got a little R&R in this morning as well. I'm still hungry. Oh. Anyway, I don't know what I want. That's the problem. I could eat anything, but I don't know what I want. So tonight is going to be an interesting night. It's the Arts Gala. And the Arts Gala is at the big community center, the Union Colony Community Center, the UCCC. And the public is, in general, is invited. It costs like a buck, which reminds me I've got to find some cash somewhere. I gave the last of my cash to my daughter this morning. And it's a buck to get in, so I need to find a dollar. I've got $4. Oh, I know, I've got a dollar. I've got a dollar to find in the car. Anyway, I can go to the bank, deposit a bunch of foreign checks, so maybe I'll do that too. But anyway, she's, got art pieces in the art show. She's got to sing with the choirs. There's more than one choir. She's going to sing with at least two of them. She's got, they're going to do the reprise of Tradition from Fiddler on the Roof. They're going to do a piece from the new play that they're going to do next week. It's titled Kill Me the Musical. I don't know what piece they're going to do from it. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what it's like. They may be doing a one-act bit. I don't know. And then there'll be bands and probably orchestra. And they're getting better at this. The first time, oh God, the first gala we went to. It was like, yeah, it felt like 17 hours long. It started at 7 o'clock. It ran till almost 11. The majority of the time was spent shuffling kids on and off the stage. They'd spend 10 minutes rearranging the kids, perform for 2 minutes, spend 10 minutes rearranging the kids. It was insane. And I think they took some lessons from that experience because it was just ridiculous. And so now they alternate big group, small group. So they'll assemble the big group behind the curtain, and they'll start with a couple of big group numbers with all the kids and all the stuff like that. And then they'll close the curtain, and in the front of the stage, in front of the curtain, they'll do a small group thing. They'll do something that can be performed in the smaller area right on the lip of the stage. Maybe a jazz band, it might be. They put jazz band in the pit, actually, and then lift them up, which is kind of cool. But, well, they put the instruments there. They just lift the, they don't put the kids down there and lift them on the stage. That wouldn't be safe, probably. But anyway, in the last couple of years, they've done a much better job of organizing it so that the majority of the wait time has been filled in with smaller acts that happen in the front of the stage to keep the audience entertained while they're busy moving 125 kids backstage to line them up for chorus, or line them up for symphony, or line them up for whatever it is they're lining them up for. And they're all over at the UCC today practicing their lineups. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing. They think they're rehearsing. Rehearsing is the process for getting on and off the stage. I'm almost sure that's what they're spending most of the day doing. So it should be a good show. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to going. I'm probably going solo this evening. My wife has gone to work today, but she is still sick and not feeling very well. And the thought of being stuck in an audience where she can't really move around should she need to is a bit of a problem. So I suspect it will be a father-daughter night, which is pretty typical. That's all right. It works out really nicely because I don't have to be sociable, which sounds terrible. But I can sit with my book and read my book while I'm waiting for the show or during intermission. And I can entertain myself pretty easily. That's when I have to start entertaining others that things become somewhat problematic. Oh, here's the wind. Yes. The northern tern, which is not the bird. But the path now is straight open. The wind is coming right out of the north-northwest. It's blowing my eyeballs out of my head. God! I'm supposed to mow the yard tomorrow. Wednesday is front yard day. If I'm gonna be able to beat the wind back enough or not. This is apparently, if you read Michener's Centennial, he talks about the wind blowing for days. Days and days. And there are a lot of folk tales about people out on the plains, out on the prairies, with the wind blowing for day after day after day, going crazy, killing each other, killing their families, killing themselves. It's just a very bloody history of wind on the plain. Oh! The wind shifted and blew my cap off, and the microphone is attached to my cap, so things go hairy there for a minute. You should be hearing from the logo in a second. Wind shifted more to the north. For a minute, I got a gust out of the north and lifted my hat right off my head. 30. 17 and a half on the back half. The microphone is laying exposed to the wind now. I'm trying to block it with my hand. What a mess. Anyway, I am at the back gate. And today, usually I go through the garage, but today I am literally at the back gate. And this is where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.